There's another item that's on the side menu on your spiritmoving.com site, and there you refer to spiritual emergence. And as soon as people click on that, they'll see an article or a book that you wrote called Spiritual Emergence or Psychosis. And I think I'm dealing with a friend right now who's right in that crux. She had a very deep spiritual experience back in January, which people around her, they reacted to it as if it was psychosis. And yet she can talk to me about this because we speak on spiritual levels as well. Tell me about what you're talking about in that article, that book, and what kind of work you do about that.
That was an article that I wrote, and actually it's interesting. I wrote that article before I even met Kylea or came in contact with the Spiritual Emergence Network. That all happened later on. This has been an interest of mine for a long time, that there's a realm that people enter into that... This is a big topic, and so I'm not going to go into all the neuroscience pieces of this because I think there are quite a few, actually, that are also very interesting, but I'm not as up on that to be able to expound at length. But I think what I want to express here is that the realms that someone who is in what we often call a psychotic state, the realms that they're exploring are really the same territory as the mystics explore, and the only difference really is that the mystics know how to swim in those waters, and the psychotic is drowning. There are many things that people who are really actually in a psychotic state may say that are spiritually quite profound, but they've lost enough of a witness consciousness to be able to have that go on and stay connected at the same time. Whereas the mystic is able to stay connected to everything, to the whole shebang, the life of moving through this world in a body, and that amazing mystical realm that the psychotic is exploring often in a very difficult way. The spiritual emergence process, often when it comes on, people can get lost for a while, and the idea of the Spiritual Emergence Network that both Kylea and I were involved in for quite a while is that there are ways of being with someone who is in that kind of a state that can help them to find their way through the process to a point where they can be more balanced, where they can have their feet on the ground and their connection to that spiritual realm that can be so very different than this world that we walk in. But at first, sometimes they're kind of lost. So rather than putting them in hospitals and giving them drugs, if we could perhaps give them a place to go where they could have their basic needs taken care of, and they wouldn't have to worry about making dinner and driving around and doing their daily life, because that would be taken care of, and to have someone who could sit with them and be grounded, to give them some grounding in which to do whatever process they need to go through and come back to a place where they can integrate the spiritual insights and amazing things that happened to them while they were in that realm into their daily life, very much like a shamanic initiation process, really, except that our culture isn't really set up to help people through it very well.
Well, on the 30th of October, you're going to be in my neck of the woods, going to fly over here, I'm assuming, and you and Kylea Taylor are going to be co-leading a workshop called Inner Ethics, Examining Countertransference with Compassion. That's going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Conference at the UW-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin. You come in the day before. Are you staying for the next day, too, when Andrew Harvey is speaking and all kinds of other good things are going on?
Yes, I'm so glad we get to stay because it sounds like a really wonderful conference, and I'm really glad to be part of starting it up and getting everybody warmed up and then being part of the larger conference that will be happening, because it just sounds like a gathering of a lot of people who are going to have a chance to connect with kindred spirits. And that's always exciting to me. Sometimes I think a lot of us, depending on where we are out in the country, can often feel very isolated if we're bringing spirituality into the work that we do as therapists. And it's really nice to get together with others who share that understanding of just how deep this work is that we're doing.
We've been speaking with Celine Vega. Her website is spiritmoving.com.